This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in January this year. We're talking about Optech International, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets. You can find them under the ticker symbol OPTI. With us today is the CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Roger Paulson. Roger, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Everett. Thanks for having me. I hope you're doing well.
I am. Thank you, sir. I have a question for you. What information can you provide about the recent press release regarding the UVC light technology integration into the smartphone and the smartphone tablets?
Okay. There's limited information I can provide, but of course, this is a patent that we filed, I think, back in June of last year. It's actually had several interested parties during that time looking for potential use of that integrated into existing products. This recent discussion that opened earlier this week is probably a significant solution to including that technology into already existing manufacturer's version of cell phone and tablets. It's preliminary discussions right now, but the interest level seems extremely high. And so we often get a lot of questions regarding those patents, so I wanted to address that publicly. But yes, there are serious discussions in early stages for the use of that technology to be integrated into existing cell phones and tablets, and we'll keep everyone appraised via press release as it progresses.
Have you given any thoughts how you're going to monetize that?
Yeah, it's basically, if it goes as per the discussions seem to be moving forward, it will be a licensing agreement with a royalty. We will not be selling the technology. There will be somewhat of an exclusivity clause, obviously. No one's going to put that much money into something unless, you know, they have exclusivity for that. So I'll keep everyone appraised of that.
Last time you were on the show, we talked about expansion. Where are we at in the integration of Optech's new 17,000 square foot facility?
It's good. We actually took possession of it on Monday this week. So we're already utilizing that space. We're going through the process of our signage. As you know, we have pretty good signage on most of our buildings. But yes, we're in possession. We're actually starting to put product in there, and we hope that, you know, by probably the middle of next week, it'll be actually fully operational. It's in addition to our existing Scott Street location, so it puts us now, I think, a little bit over 40,000 square feet in storage and distribution. So, and it's in close proximity too, so which is great. So, yeah, we're really happy we've got that, and hopefully things keep progressing. We have to get another one, you know.
Can we switch gears and talk about marketing just for a second? One, a couple of months ago, you guys had some incredible billboards out there in Beverly Hills, and then you put out a press release that you hired an incredible team out there in New York. Where are you at in your thought process about marketing your company and going forward?
We plan, particularly with the iWand and the Hydroxyl. The Hydroxyl now being, you know, one of our second best sellers in the non-wholesale sector. So we're planning on doing campaigns, yes, East Coast, New York, Florida, to promote those products. And we are working with a couple of other platforms in addition to our own e-commerce site to bring those products to the forefront, per se. But yeah, billboard marketing for sure is one of the key factors that we're pushing for. And what I can tell you basically is we're looking at integrating a more sophisticated type of marketing project that we're currently reviewing using another company to help us launch that platform.
Nice. Very nice. Word on the street is that Optech is in discussions regarding a new acquisition. You know, and I hate to say, I go on those message boards and people email me and say, hey, when's Roger coming back on the show? Here's what I hear. But, you know, I get all kinds of stuff. So I want to sort away, you know, the fact from fiction and get your thoughts and your word on that.
All right. You know, that's a tough question, obviously. So here's what I'm going to try and answer the best way I can for you. What I can reveal is currently we did form Optech Mexico. It's a Mexican corporation. It's based in Tijuana. It's a wholly owned subsidiary. It will be doing the Mexican and South American distribution of the products, and we'll carry significant inventory down there. The Mexico market for us is actually growing rapidly, and excuse the pun, but in the form of the rapid tests that we now carry and are distributing. So, of sorts, that's an acquisition because it's a wholly owned sub. But what I will dare to say is that we are in discussions with several other companies for integration / acquisition under the Optech banner, so to speak. So there are some things. Obviously, I can't go into great details at this point, but as soon as we have something tangible, we will release the news immediately.
Roger, before I let you go, we're 2 months already into 2021. Your thoughts about going forward and how you see the company roadmap, say, for the next two or three quarters?
Yeah, we're still fulfilling the part of the large PPE order. You know, we anticipate hopefully having that done by the end of the second quarter now. The reason it slowed down is because basically supply of product, right?
Right.
Availability, when the COVID increase occurred, kind of put a little bit of a damper on availability. So, yep, we're still moving forward. That's looking good. And we hope to be able to, you know, announce some nice revenues and profits again for the next quarter. And I know a lot of people are going to ask you, because we get asked daily, yes, we're moving forward with our audit process to bring the company back to QB, and ultimately the goal is to take it to NASDAQ.
Roger, before I let you go, you get the last word. We've got about 20 seconds left. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
I just want to thank them all for their continued support. We've had a steady flow of shareholders drop by. They've made appointments, drop by, done tours, and, you know, we've done the handshake and selfies, and I appreciate all that support. And any shareholders listening that do want to visit or are in the area, please just make an appointment. We'll put it on the calendar, and we'll be happy to give them a tour.
Roger Paulson's been my guest today. He is the CEO of Optech International, Inc. Check him out. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol OPTI. Roger, thank you so much for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days, give myself and my listeners an update.
Great. Thanks, Everett. Thanks for the opportunity, and everyone, please stay safe. Thank you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.